fonts. They used to be just the world of, say, advertising people, something like that. People who put up signs, those kind of things. Newspaper folk, possibly. Now, of course, they're everyone's because you can change the font on your email and therefore it's a personal choice. And therefore you can select. Do fonts make us feel something? Maybe. According to your SMSs, yes. For example, on Facebook, this is running hot. In answer to your question, Comic Sans makes me want to just smack someone. Arial is your friend, people. A lot of people, Sally, saying font that you can actually read makes me happy. Yep, plain old Arial is the best. Someone who knows more about this than any human has a right to know is Stephen Bannum. He's a typography lecturer at RMIT and the author of Characters, Cultural Stories Revealed Through Typography. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well. It must be an exciting time to be you because all of a sudden the whole world is onto something that you've been passionate about for years.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, with the advent of the computer and particularly with the internet, as you've been saying, the proliferation and sort of mainstream interest in type is unprecedented.
Mm. Yes. It's a golden age for folk like yourself.
It is. I mean, I don't think there's ever been so many typefaces designed, but I think more importantly, the actual awareness of what typefaces do, that is actually far more important in some ways than having extra, you know, hundreds of thousands of typefaces, of which there are.
Well, that's right. There's always been, I suppose, lots of typefaces and then more being invented, but it's our accessibility to them, our ability to choose different ones and therefore put some thought into what the different ones might mean to us that makes it interesting for folk like yourself.
That's exactly right. It's been an absolutely fantastic period for that, I've got to say.
Yep.
And even just the fact that we're talking on the radio right now about this is really, you know, an extraordinary thing. It wouldn't have happened 10, 15 years ago.
When did you get the calling, Stephen? When did you start to realise that you cared about fonts more than other folk around you?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's one of those things that's actually sort of part of your inherent character, if you pardon the pun.
Yeah, well done.
It's just one of those things that when you become interested in sort of language and culture, all of a sudden you begin to realise that, in fact, type is one of those really, really, really important ways of being able to express, you know, your thoughts, because it's the tone. It sets the tone.
What age would you have been, Steve? Would you have been, you know, I'm seeing an 11-year-old possibly sitting on his own, just quietly playing with font.
Oh, probably even earlier, I'd say, because even now, my 2-year-old son can actually read the type on my T-shirts, and he gets thoroughly excited. So that kind of stuff can happen.
Do you slap his hand if he goes Comic Sans?
It's funny that everybody has a go at Comic Sans, but in fact, Comic Sans, you know, is a completely appropriate typeface for its usage, because of course it was designed, you know, as a cartoon typeface, and that's exactly what it does well.
Not too good for serious messages like "Beware, this causes death."
But this is the issue that I think many people actually shoot the messenger, and that it's actually the inappropriate use of the font, not the font itself. And I think sometimes people get a bit confused in that regard.
Yeah, Stephen, you're like a dog lover who says, "Don't blame the dog. It's bad human ownership that's causing the trouble." You love all your fonts and you won't hear a bad word. You're saying, no, it's not the font. It's the human user.
Well, it's true in the sense that, I mean, you know, good and bad typography is defined by how appropriate it is for the particular project. So it's not a bad typeface. It's you know, whether Comic Sans should be on a tombstone. No, of course not. It should be used as, you know, within comics or something lighthearted. So it's fairly common sense, yeah.
As I say, all those lonely years of adolescence now put to beautiful use, because we start to talk about typography. The SMSs are flooding in. The typography used in those happiness posts infuriate me no end. Orphans, bad leading and kerning, overuse of
Helvetica.
Yes, I see it written, I never say it. And childish handwritten fonts. Pete in Sassy, just irritated. What's your favourite there, Stephen? As a font, what one do you pause and go, look at you, you're everything?
Well, again, I think that actually feeds back to what I was saying about it being appropriate, is that I, strangely enough, don't actually have a favourite typeface because that actual choice of typeface varies from, you know, place to place and time to time. So it depends on whether it's appropriate or not. So I hate to kind of...
No, I understand. I expected the I love all my children equally type argument. Mm-hmm. I understand that because, let's face it, they are your precious. But if you were just to use... Put it this way. If you and I were corresponding on email, what's your general just kind of email-y font? What do you use for that?
Well, the only problem with that is that with email, depending on how you've set up your email, is that I, as a sender, of course, have actually no control whatsoever as to what kind of tone my voice has when it arrives in your inbox. So that's a problem, because I can't actually craft what I'm about to say in a way that you can hear my voice now, and, you know, my particular tone or volume is saying something about me. Unfortunately, at the moment, I don't have that control in email.
Having said that, and by the way, Stephen, this kind of response is why you stand alone at parties. What is the one you like to use? Let me just, this is it. What is that one where you go, I like to use this?